Hi there, Ron Shera here for Star Bank. If you're putting your money into mega banks down the street, who knows where that money's being used? Bank locally. Keep your money local with a community bank that actually cares about you, your family, your business, and your goals. Check out the bank we use at Minnesota Bound. Try Minnesota's own Star Bank. You can find them online at starbank.net. When you call Star Bank, you actually hear a real living person answering the phone. Star Bank has 10 convenient locations around Minnesota to serve you and all the mobile banking products that you need to manage your money. Check out all that Star Bank has to offer at starbank.net.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Minnesota Bound podcast, the stories behind the stories. I'm Laura Shera, your host for today. And today I am really excited about our next guest. We're going to be chatting about a lot of winter activities that are available for families, individuals to get outdoors this winter and try something new. And I have Luke Skinner on, who's the assistant superintendent of Three Rivers Park District. Luke, welcome to the Minnesota Bound podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining me today to talk about all the fun activities that Three Rivers Park District has available to individuals, families, kids, you name it. And, you know, I know that one of the mission statement of the Three Rivers Park District is to promote environmental stewardship through outdoor education and recreation. And one of your taglines that you have, which I find pretty cool, is where is it here? Try it, learn it, love it, and live it, which I think is such a great statement for people and a mantra to have to get people outdoors.
It's, you know, it's one of those things that we think about of all the people, especially if you live in a metro area or even a part of the community, you just don't get a chance to get outside. How do you get an opportunity to get outside? And so we want people to have those opportunities to try something new. And that's that try it side. And then you learn a little bit about it. And then like me, if I've been in it and you around the natural resources, whether it's fishing or skiing, that we learn to love it and we live it and it becomes part of our lives.
Absolutely. And you know, it's, you don't have just a couple activities available for people to try. The list is quite long. You know, what are some of the things that people can enjoy at Three Rivers Park District?
During the wintertime, we have a lot of outdoor events or outdoor activities that you can do. Anything from alpine or downhill skiing at Highland Hills to cross-country skiing at numerous parks. You can snowshoe, winter walk, ice fish. We still have archery and geocaching programs. There's a lot of different things you can do. So we just really try to encourage people to get outside and try something that's not threatening, easy to do. You know, you can start with your boots before you put on your skis and get out and try something new. So we have nature centers across the district. We also have visitor centers. We have 20 park properties, and we have things at all those parks that you can get out and try to do something.
You know, one thing that I tried that was new to me was a couple years ago. You know, I did a little bit of classic cross-country skiing in the past, but I really didn't take it on as a hobby until really, it was during COVID where I needed, you know, to do something in the winter outdoors. And I started at your French Regional Park where it was the easiest thing to head over there to rent classic cross-country skiing equipment, really for such a reasonable price. And the trails were so groomed. It's a really easy sport to take up. It doesn't require, you know, it's a great little workout, but it's not something that I think is going to be too exhausting, if you will. And I really enjoyed it. So I spent a lot of time cross-country skiing in the winter now due to Three Rivers Park District.
That's awesome. That's actually one of my big sports. I love to get out and ski, and I ski in all the parks around the district. And you're right. It's not that expensive for something to try. You know, renting skis in that $15 to $20 range and a pass for $6 at a site like that, it can be very affordable for a family to get out and try that. We also offer lessons. So if you're uncertain, you can get out and you can get a group lesson, teach you how to get on your skis and utilize them for the first time. And then you always say you're a beginner for a day, right? And then you're an intermediate for the rest of your life. You can get out and ski. And it's great that you picked it up. And it's something I really love to do.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And one thing about your trail system is that you have groomed tracked trails. So if you are a beginner, your skis stay right in the little track typically if you have great snow conditions, of course. And even in the evening, your trails are lit. So I found myself heading out probably around right before dinner time. And what I loved is that a lot of people probably had gone home at that point. So I felt like I had the whole trail to myself, and it was so peaceful. It was well lit. It still felt, safe, that you weren't going to get lost out in the woods, of course, and was a wonderful way to just get some cardio exercise. And where are some of the parks that have rentals for cross-country skiing if people really want to try that?
So we have a number of parks where you can rent skis. Elm Creek Park Reserve, French, which you're known as French Park, Regional Park, Baker Park Reserve, Highland Park Reserve, Carver, and Cleary, all offer rental skis. And at Highland and Elm and French and Cleary, all have lights too, so you can get out there in the evenings. Trails are also open. You can bring a headlamp for those ones that don't have lights, but if you like to ski under lights, we have four locations you can do that.
Yeah, something about special about cross-country skiing in the evening is you can hear squirrels moving around in the snow. You might hear an owl or two. You see the moonlight above you. I just found it to be the most peaceful place and so silent. And part of that, somewhat surprised me how quiet it could be, even though you were somewhat still in the metro area. And I felt that was just like such a special thing, that's what really drew me back was those evening cross-country ski moments.
You're great.
And you also have, if you don't want to throw on skis, you have snowshoeing available. And do you have classes for snowshoeing? Is there snowshoeing for kids? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we offer snowshoe rental at all of our nature centers and also some of our visitor centers. We also offer lessons too to get out. And they're really as much as learn how to put a snowshoe on and go for a walk in the woods and learn something about what's happening in the woods. Wintertime, you get to see all the tracks of all the different animals, see what winter birds are around, etc. And so we do offer classes for families and individuals, and we have them at all of our sites where we rent snowshoes. And that's, like Lowry Nature Center, Richardson Nature Center, up at Eastman Nature Center, Elm Creek. So there's a variety of places that you can get go snowshoe with a group and have a good time.
Word from our newest sponsor, Hewitt Docks.
Hewitt Docks Lifts and Pontoon Legs began in a small south central Minnesota town with a mission to make dock install and removal easier by inventing the Rolodock. Well, now the company has evolved to provide everything you might need to improve your lake time. In addition to the classic Rolodock or the new Ultra Dock system, Hewitt offers all-terrain staircases, gangways, canopies, and lifts, along with any accessory you might need. Celebrate 50 years of business with us. Go to HewittRad.com to enter for a chance to win a free dock and monthly prizes. Hewitt Docks, Lifts, and Pontoon Legs. Work hard, play harder. You deserve a Hewitt.
And Thousand Hills Lifetime Grazed.
Thousand Hills Lifetime Grazed Beef. Grass-fed beef right here in Minnesota, We make a career talking about clean water, native habitat, and some of the best environmental practices. That's exactly why I'm so excited about Thousand Hills. It is locally raised beef done differently. You see, Thousand Hills uses what is called regenerative agriculture to raise their cattle. Those beef cows, they graze in fields of wild grasses, and they move between a lot of different fields of grass. It is a sustainable ecosystem free of synthetic fertilizers and chemical herbicides. It's a system of agriculture that promotes clean water, natural grasses, and the best beef you've tasted. It's beef raised the right way. You can check out Thousand Hills Lifetime Grazed Grass-Fed Beef to understand their regenerative agricultural practices and fall in love with Thousand Hills beef.
And now, if you want to get your dog involved into a winter sport, you have ski-joring. Now, do you have ski-joring lessons, or is this just ski-joring trails that you offer?
We offer ski-joring trails. They're multi-use trails that we allow winter hiking or fat biking or ski-joring, which is basically hooking your dog up to a harness and hooking it to yourself, and then you ski behind it. And so at Cleary, down at Cleary in Scott County, at Baker Park Reserve, and at Elm Creek, we all have multi-use trails that you can get out and do that. It's pretty cool. There are groups and communities of ski jurors out there who do give lessons as well, but they're separate from the district.
So cool. So if you are interested in doing a little ski juring, make sure that you check online to see that they have ski juring trails available at that particular park, because you can't, it's not just any trail you can hook your dog up and start ski juring, correct?
That's correct. Most cross-country ski trails are groomed for just that cross-country skier. But we have these multi-use trails, which we do groom and pack down, make it easier for them to get out on. But there's less of them, but they're a lot of fun. It does take a little more equipment, right? You kind of get a harness and that, but there are places that let you try and get out and do it. It's really fun. If you really want to get out with your dog, your dogs love it. They get out and get outside and enjoy the fresh air.
The dogs totally love it. I tried ski joring actually at Three Rivers Park District with Tyler. His last name's slipping.
Thompson.
Yes. Wasn't Tyler Thompson. Is Tyler Thompson's your cross country skier? Yeah.
Tyler Thompson's your Nordic. Did you go out with Grant?
It was not Grant. Hmm. Oh boy. I'm going to have to look this up now, but we went out and he had a German short hair pointer that he rescued from the Humane Society. And turns out this dog loved to pull and run. Of course, German short hair pointers love to run, but this dog in particular turned out to be a national ski joring champion multiple times.
Wow.
And when we went out and he was teaching me how to ski jore for the first time, I have to tell you that if you have a dog that really loves to take off, I would suggest being a really good skate skier. Because I wiped out quite a few times during that lesson. It was the dog's name was Buddy, I believe. And it was such a cool moment. The dogs do love it. You definitely need special equipment. You don't want to hook up your dog to just your dog collar by any means. It needs a special harness. It needs the ski joring pole, which has a lot of flexibility in it. But dogs really do love it. They just love to take off. So if you have a dog that loves to run, I highly recommend trying it. And, you know, you might want to have some help the first time just so your dog doesn't drag you down a path on some skate skis. But a really, really good time nonetheless, which is so cool. We saw quite a few people out ski joring when we were out. And some people medium-sized dogs. You know, the dog, if you're a good skate skier, the dog doesn't necessarily pull you, for instance. You're really doing a lot of the work. So the dog just gets to go for kind of a casual run. But really cool activity. Go ahead. You guys also offer fat tire biking.
Yes, we do. We have, I would call them single track trails that we have at four different parks that we groom specifically. They're groomed specifically for fat biking during the wintertime. It's really cool. It's where you take your single track trails that are wandering through the woods and they pack them with special equipment. And if you have fat bikes, which are mountain bikes with big floaty tires with very little pressure, you can go ride through the woods, and it's a pretty cool thing to do. And a lot of, not only do they ride during the day, but they love to ride at night with a lamp, and it's a pretty cool thing to do to get out there and shine up the lights and get out there and try it. So it's definitely something new, and it's growing across the metro.
It sure is growing. Do you have fat tire rentals, fat tire bike rentals?
We do not. There are stores that do rentals. That you can do it at. It's something that we're still growing with as the sport continues to grow. But we do offer the locations, and that's done in conjunction with a group called Minnesota Off-Road Cycling Association. And what they do is it's a bunch of volunteers who actually groom our trails for us all winter long. And they do a fantastic job, and they offer some events as well to be able to get out there to do that in group rides.
So cool. Let's talk a little bit about your ice fishing program that you have coming up. And you actually have an event coming up with ice fishing for people to try it for the first time.
That's right. Coming up on January 23rd at Silverwood Park in St. Anthony, we're holding a Try It Ice Fishing Day. It's free to come out and try ice fishing in the afternoon. We'll have holes drilled all over. We'll have ice fishing rods and bait. And we want to just get people to come out and try it. It's a great opportunity to feel what it's like while having to, you know, invest in it. And there's going to be lots of folks out there volunteering to help teach people how to ice fish, and hopefully can get people onto some sunnies. We also offer ice fishing programming too, separately during the year on different weekends, where people can sign up and get more one-on-one But this ice fishing event on January 23rd is a great opportunity to come out to a park and see what it's all about.
And that's at Silverwood Park in St. Anthony. What are the hours of your Try It ice fishing event?
I believe it's from 1 to 5.
1 to 5 ice fishing for free, ladies and gentlemen. Great opportunity to introduce your kids to ice fishing. You know, if you have someone in your family that's always wanted to get out there and try it, this would be the time to do it because you have some experts that are on the ice. And of course, everything else is provided for you. So that's actually pretty exceptional. You also have another event coming up on January 29th.
Yeah, it's the Rennet. Ski Rennet and Bike Rennet. It's one of our big signature events that we do in the winter time. And that's to attract, as we say, all levels of abilities of cross-country skiers to come out and do a race. We have a 20K skate or 20K classic race. And we have shorter versions all the way down to a 5K fun ski to come out and just try what it means to go out and cross-country ski on a course during the day. And in the afternoon and evening, we have a fat bike race. So the fat bikers come out and they race on the same course. This is all at Highland Park Reserve. We have manufactured snow loop there. We have a 5-kilometer loop that's got lights and it's got manufactured snow, so it's guaranteed to be in great shape. And so people come out, either try cross-country skiing at all levels or fat biking at a couple different lengths as well. We also offer events for para, for people who are with disabilities that come out with their sit skis. And we actually have some sit skis where they can come try skiing out there. And we also offer races and little races for kids as well. So it's be a fun event for a whole day on Saturday, January 29th.
And if they want more information to attend either of the events, where can they find that?
You can go to threeriversparkdistrict.com at Three Rivers, or you can go on to Facebook and go to put in Three Rivers Park District. And we have lots of information connecting to both the January 23rd Try It Ice Fishing Day and also to the ski and fat bike rent. So come to our website and there's lots of links and information to those events.
Awesome. I have Three Rivers Park District or threeriversparks.org. Is that the website?
threeriversparkdistrict.org. You are correct.
All right.
I apologize.
No, it's all good. Yeah. I just have that in front of me. I just want to make sure our viewers can find you guys. So let's talk a little bit. This is what I think is one really unique aspect about your park system is that you have the Paracross Cross Country Ski Club as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for people to get out in the wintertime and try something different. And so for folks with disabilities, if they want to get out and try skiing for the first time, we have a club and program, and we have our instructor, Sam Tabaka, who's been doing it for a number of years, and he himself uses a sit ski and gets out there and try. It's a great opportunity to learn what it's like to get out in the wintertime and to be and maneuver and stuff. So we offer sit skis ourselves. We have them. So people want to come out and try it. They have the opportunity to try them. They can go to parks separate from the club, and we do have them at certain locations to try. But coming out with somebody who knows what they're doing, has been through the ropes themselves, and be able to provide some instruction really makes it a much more pleasant and opportunity to really have fun and learn the right way. So and the club meets once a week throughout the winter time, and they gain that experience to be able to get out there. And what does it mean to ski in a sit ski and get around with just poles and how to maneuver? But it's a great opportunity for people to come out and try that.
That's fantastic. The Scherer family enjoys spending a lot of time outside. Hence, we care what goes into our environment. That's why we support propane, the energy for everyone. Did you know that propane produces fewer greenhouse gas emissions than electricity generated on the U.S. grid? Propane's emissions are 43% fewer. That's a lot. Propane is clean, dependable, and affordable. Plus, it's produced right here in the USA. Let's all do our part to reduce emissions from our homes, cabins, and businesses by choosing propane, the right energy right now. To learn more about propane, the energy for everyone, go to propane.com. Hey, I'm really picky when it comes to my drinking water, and I have the reverse osmosis drinking water system from Kinetico, and I love it. It takes out contaminants in the water, it removes chlorine, and most important, it tastes great, which is the one thing I'm probably most picky on is how does my water taste. So having Kinetico also means that I use less plastic water bottles, which we all know is a definite bonus for our environment. For more information, visit kinetico.com to find a dealer near you. So if say, for instance, we're dipping down into like the negative 25 degree range. What do you, type of events do you have, like winter activities for families, kids, et cetera, that are maybe indoors?
So right now, I'll be honest, with COVID, we have limited a lot of our programming to outdoors this winter. You're right. Typically, we have all kinds of programs. We have full moon programs. We do indoor survival skill programming. We still have some of that ongoing survival skills, how to build fires and things like that. And just so a variety of, I would say, outdoor skill building programs that you could do indoors. So this winter, they'll be a little bit more limited than normal because of COVID, because we want to keep people safe and keep them outside as much as possible. So there'll be some opportunities. Again, we have a whole calendar on our webpage, and you're correct. It's threeriverspark.org, and you can go to events and click on our calendar, and it shows you everything that's going on every day of the week. And you can kind of search through there, not only by location, but also by the date you're looking for, and find what opportunities fit for you.
And, you know, one thing that that a lot of times that keeps people from trying things outdoors is just the amount of equipment that it takes to try all the new things. And one thing that your park system does is you have so much equipment available to rent. And, you know, from cross country skis to alpine skis to kick sledding. If you haven't tried kick sledding, have you tried kick sledding, Luke?
Yeah, it's a blast. Yeah, both at Richardson Nature Center and at Lowry Nature Center, we have kick sleds, so you can come out and try it. It's a fun thing to do out on the ice.
It is so cool. I tried kick sledding for the first time last winter, and I had not heard of a kick sled before. And I did a story about this family-owned small business down in Houston, Minnesota, is the one that actually sells most all kick sleds to nature centers across the state of Minnesota, and they import all their kick sleds from Norway. And kick sleds originated from Norway as a way to get around as transportation during the wintertime. So it's basically a chair on skis. And now, of course, we have other ways to get to the grocery store and things during the wintertime. So kick sledding has become this hot new fun thing to do outdoors, and all ages and can participate.
You can think of a dog sled, right? A miniature dog sled with rails, with you know, and you can stand on the back and you can kick and push off, and you can carry somebody in front of you. It's a great way to get around, especially when you have ice, right? You get on the ice, and the conditions are really, they really fly nicely on the ice, and you can really move around fast. It can be a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. And Luke, I understand that there's a really cool event coming up in February, which is called Free Play Snow Day.
Yes, the Free Play Snow Day is really encouraging folks to get out in the middle of winter to try something new at Three Rivers. We offer free cross-country ski passes, free rentals for snowshoes and cross-country skis, and a discount for alpine skiing as well. That will be on February 26th. It'll be Saturday, February 26th.
All right, now there's no excuses, everyone. Time to get out for a Free Play Snow Day at Three Rivers Park District. Absolutely, that's very cool. Thank you, Luke, for your time today. Really appreciate it. Lots of winter activities for everyone to participate in this season. Thank you to Minnesota Propane, Hewitt Docks, Kinetico, Thousand Hills Lifetime Grazed, and Star Bank. And last but not least, don't forget to introduce a kid to the great outdoors.